Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bid meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43837 through 43880 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale. And we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Received one bid on track 43837, advertised as 157 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 71 acres, 71 acres. The bidder is Albert S. Ruffin, Jr. Albert S. Ruffin, Jr. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,049.20. $6,049.20, or a per-acre value of $85.20. Annual rentals are $6,049.20. $6,049.20. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43838, advertised as 13 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 2 acres. 2 acres. The bidder is Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $800. $800. Or a per-acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $400. $400. Royalties are 22.5%. As additional consideration, the granting of this lease shall be awarded by lessor with the terms and conditions of the following. 1. The saltwater disposal well serial number 105720 comes as a part of the lease of the previously productive well serial number 105157 with no lease payments associated with the saltwater disposal well. 2. The lease is subject to an immediate test of both the wells casings and pipe that reflects both wells having mechanical integrity. The cost of the test will be borne by Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. If it is proven that the casing and pipe do not have mechanical integrity for either of the wells, the total lease payment $16,000 will be refunded to Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. 3, the Louisiana Department of Conservation approves the restart of the saltwater disposal well as an injection well. And 4, the legacy environmental issue that is determined to have occurred prior to the date of the upcoming lease would be borne solely by the school boards. If any one of the above stipulations proves to be false or not acceptable by the school boards and or the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, all bid fees will be refunded. We received one bid on track 43839, advertised as 432 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 138 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,067.60. $11,067.60, or a per acre value of $80.20. Annual rentals are $5,533.80. $5,533.80. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43840. We did receive one bid on track 43841, advertised as 21 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,796. $5,796, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $2,898. $2,898. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43842, advertised as 43 acres, and the bid is for the entire tract, the bidder being Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,868. $11,868, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $5,934. $5,934. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43843, advertised as 9 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,484. $2,484, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $1,242. $1,242. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43844, advertised as 11 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,036. $3,036. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $1,518. $1,518. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43845, advertised as 47 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,972. $12,972. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $6,486. $6,486. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43846, advertised as 47 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $12,972. $12,972, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $6,486. $6,486. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43847, advertised as 13 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash bonus of $3,588. $3,588. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $1,794. $1,794. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43848, advertised as 13 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Crew Energy, LLC. Crew Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,730. $2,730, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are zero. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 43849, advertised as 94 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 13 acres. 13 acres. The bidder is Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. Duncan Oil Partners, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,056. $4,056, or a per acre value of $312. Annual rentals are $2,028. $2,028. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43850, advertised as 1,460 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 39 acres. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,678. $15,678, or a per-acre value of $402. Annual rentals are $7,839. $7,839. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43851, advertised as 126 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $76,608. $76,608, or a per-acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $38,304. $38,304. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43852, advertised as 140 acres, and the bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $85,120. $85,120, or a per-acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $42,560. $42,560. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43853, advertised as 97 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $58,976. $58,976, or a per-acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $29,488. $29,488. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43854, advertised as 66 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $40,128. $40,128, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $20,064. $20,064. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43855, advertised as 69 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $41,952. $41,952, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $20,976. $20,976. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43856. We did receive one bid on track 43857, advertised as 761 acres. This bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $462,688. $462,688, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $231,344. $231,344. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43858, advertised as 412 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $250,496. $250,496, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $125,248. $125,248. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43859. We did receive one bid on track 43860, advertised as 422 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $256,576. $256,576, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $128,288. $128,288. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 43861, 862 or 863. We did receive one bid on track 43864, advertised as 1,768 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 400 acres. 400 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $143,000. $143,000. Or a per acre value of $357.50. Annual rentals are $71,500. $71,500. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43865, advertised as 2,317 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 29.79 acres. 29.79 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,987.79. $5,987.79. Or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $2,993.90. $2,993.90. Royalties of 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43866. Advertised as 2,498.97 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 193.97 acres. 193.97 acres. The bidder is Castec Energy Partners, LP. Castec Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $38,987.97. $38,987.97. Or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $19,493.99. $19,493.99. Royalties of 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43867, 6869, or 70. We did receive two bids on track 43871, advertised as 2,497 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 140.81 acres. 140.81 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $143,203.77. $143,203.77, or a per acre value of $1,017. Annual rentals are $71,601.89. $71,601.89. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 43871 is for a portion containing 94.95 acres. 94.95 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $38,454.75. $38,454.75. Or a per acre value of $405. Annual rentals are $19,227.38. $19,227.38. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43872. We did receive one bid on track 43873. Advertises 2,237 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 9 acres. 9 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,295. $2,295. Or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $1,147.50. $1,147.50. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 43874, advertised as 479 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 265 acres. 265 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $67,575. $67,575, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $33,787.50. $33,787.50. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 43875, advertised as 600.24 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 40 acres. 40 acres. The bidder is Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $16,000. $16,000. Or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $8,000. $8,000. Royalties are 22.5%. As additional consideration, the granting of this lease shall be awarded by lessor with the terms and conditions of the following. 1. The saltwater disposal well, serial number 105720, comes as a part of the lease of a previously productive well, serial number 105157, with no lease payments associated with the saltwater disposal well. 2. The lease is subject to an immediate test of both test of both the wells casing and pipe that reflects both wells having mechanically integrity. The cost of the test will be borne by the Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. If it is proven that the casing and pipe do not have mechanical integrity for either of the wells, a total lease payment, $16,000, will be refunded to Central Sand and Gravel, Inc. 3. The Louisiana Department of Conservation approves the restart of the saltwater disposal well as an injection well. And 4. Any legacy environmental issues that is determined to have occurred prior to the date of the upcoming lease would be borne solely by the school boards. If any one of the above stipulations prove to be false or not acceptable by the school boards and or the Louisiana State Mineral and Energy Board, all bid fees will be returned. We received one bid on track 43876, advertised as 165.5 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 50 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,010. $4,010, or a per acre value of $80.20. Annual rentals are $2,005. $2,005. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43877, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Petro Hunt, LLC, a Texas limited liability company. Texas Hunt, LLC, a Texas limited liability company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,620. $2,620, or a per acre value of $262. Annual rentals are $1,310. $1,310. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43878, advertised as 1.08 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $656.64. $656.64. Or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $328.32. $328.32. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43879, advertised as 97.15 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $59,067.20. $59,067.20. Or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $29,533.20. $29,533.60. $29,533.60. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43880, advertised as 2.08 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,264.64. $1,264.64, or a per acre value of $608. Annual rentals are $632.32. $632.32. Royalties are 25%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bills for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meeting should begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Committee meetings.
Good morning. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Schutz, Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin,
here.
Mr. Sanders,
present.
Mr. Klein,
here.
And Mr. Hack.
Hike.
Mr. Hike.
Thank you, sir.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the lease review committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing the information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,802 active leases covering nearly 758,000 acres. The GME staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 170 leases covering approximately 129,000 acres. Of the 170, there is one lease to discuss in more detail today. We begin with State Lease 2038 Deep Lake Field, Cameron Parish. ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on February 12, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report and that Hillcorp docket within 60 days, the lease assignment to be approved by the State Renewable Energy Board. By letter dated March 6, 2014, Hillcorp Energy submitted the necessary documents to the Office of Mineral Resources for the docketing of the assignment of State Lease 2038 from ExxonMobil to Hillcorp Energy. Staff recommends granting Hillcorp until April 10, 2015 to present a plan of development for this lease. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have no new business to bring to your attention. The only thing I was going to bring to your attention this month is we've included the draft of the force majeure memorandum that we put out annually prior to hurricane season as a reminder to our lessees to report their force majeure and how to do it. And that's it.
Thank you both, gentlemen. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second by Mr. Anderson.
Sanders. It's okay. It's early.
It is. It's early. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, second from Mr. Martin. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Brouillette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein. Mr. Hike.
Yeah.
We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Cordero, committee members. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 44 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. Last year, this time, we advertised 66 tracts for the April 10th, 2013 lease sale, so we're down a little bit this month as far as what was advertised. 45 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 11th, 2014 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. Historically, 79 nominations were received for the June 12th, 2013 mineral lease sale. There again, a drop. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in the Office of Mineral Resources for the June 11th, 2014 mineral lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second to accept. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment on this item coming from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Hyde, second by Mr. Schutz. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee's closed. Thank you, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to call the order of the Audit Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Brouillette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Hyde.
Here.
And also designate Rachel to present the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Item number one is a recruitment request from MRC Energy Company for an overpayment in the amount of $37,493.18. State lease number is 20478. For August 2013, MRC paid gas royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. Staff has reviewed the corrected information and recommends that MRC Energy Company be allowed to recoup this amount from future payments.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept. Motion, Mr. Sanders. Second, Mr. Morton. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Go ahead.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for April 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C11 plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. Items number three and four are executive session items.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to go into executive session. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Sanders.
All the audit committee out of executive session. We discuss item three, and we're going to go ahead and place them on demand.
Yes, sir. It was just an update.
Okay, thank you. And item four, there's no action needed, correct? On our discussions?
Correct.
Okay.
And that concludes the audit agenda.
Okay. There's no report on process on process?
Yes, sir, that was item number two.
Okay, see, I wasn't here. Thanks. All right, may I have a motion to adjourn, please? Move on, Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Morton. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Burnett? Mr. Schultz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Curran? Mr. Hike?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Yes, sir.
Designate Mr. Hike. Are you going to... I'm sorry, Mr. Hegg. You going to do the presentation for us today?
Yes, I will. I didn't change my name, by the way.
Well,
I got concerned when I missed
this morning.
Chairman, I got concerned. I didn't know what the hell to do when you called my name.
Okay, item number one is a request for final approval of an act of correction between the state and Chesapeake on state agency lease 21-154. It's on the dock as item 1410. And what they're doing is correcting the shedding provision to read $50 per acre, not less than $1,000. And the staff does recommend that those changes be approved.
I make a motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hank. Any discussion by the public? Any discussion by the board? Heard the motion. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you.
Okay.
Next item, please.
Item number two is a request by BHP Bulletin Petroleum for an extension of time until May the 14th of 2014 to negotiate an operating agreement. This is on acreage that hadn't been previously leased, but it's included in the HARA SUI Mac Kellum Well unit in Bossier Parish. And we want to go ahead and put in there to go ahead and extend the time to negotiate until May the 14th of 2014 or until an operating agreement has been convicted and approved by the board, and also that the acreage be deemed out of commerce until that time.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. As I look,
yes,
may I?
Go ahead.
May I? As I look through the staff recommendations, most of the recommendations seem to give a reason, but this one did not. Can you give us a reason? What is the reason for the extension?
Well, they haven't had time. This is a unit that they are trying to put together, and so they don't have everybody as a signature yet. And they don't need much time to confect it. They just need a little extra time. So that's why we're only giving them until May the 14th. But they have to get all the signatures on board.
Okay, so am I to assume then that whenever you make these recommendations, you're going to give us the reason for those?
Right, the rest of them do have reasons.
I understand that. I just noticed that this one did not have
right.
a reason, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to give us
an explanation. I apologize for that. It should have had a reason, but that is the reason. There are just quite a few signatures that they have to get.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hank.
Make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Thank you for the motion. Here a second. Thank you, Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment on the motion? Any objection to the motion from the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
The next item is a request by Palm Energy Offshore to extend the time to negotiate an operating agreement until May the 14th of 2014, and this is covering a portion of former state lease 18936, and it's covering 84 acres in Plaquemine Parish. And the reason why they need the extension is they have a well that's capable of producing, but it doesn't produce, it won't produce for more than 90 days, so they have to drill another well. They tried to get this well on, but they need to drill another well, and this present lease didn't give them enough time. So they need the additional time to confect the operating agreement to give them time to drill this well. And so the staff is recommending that the negotiating time be extended to May 14, 2014, or until the operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, and that the acreage be taken out of commerce until that time.
Chair, entertain a motion.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Hike, for the second. Any public comment on this motion? The board comment on the motion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries.
Okay. Next item is another request by Palm Energy Offshore to extend time to negotiate an operating agreement until May the 14th of 2014 on acreage of former state lease 18936. This one involves approximately 40 acres. It's also in Plaquemine Parish. And this is one they have ready to go. All they need is a pipe connection for a well they already have. They haven't had a chance to connect the well and start production yet before the lease ran out. And so they are getting the connection right now. So the staff does recommend that they be given until May the 14th of 2014 or until the operating agreement is confected and approved, whichever is less, and that the acreage be deemed out of commerce until that time.
You've heard the presentation. Your motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thank you, sir. Any discussion, public discussion? Any board discussion? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hear none. Motion carries. Next item, please.
Next item is a request by Texas Petroleum Investment Company to extend the time to negotiate an operating agreement until May the 14th of 2014, excuse me, to get this done. It's covering 370.99 acres of former state lease 4409. It's in Plaquemine Parish. What happens is they have the number 6 well is capable of production, but they have a damaged flow line that they need to repair, and they're in the process of repairing it right now. It will be completed, but they need a little more time to do it. So the staff does recommend approval of an extension until May the 14th of 2014 or until the terms of the operating agreement is confected and approved by the board, whichever comes first, and also that the acreage be deemed unavailable for leasing until that time.
Pleasure, board.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, again, this was one that did not have a reason, and you know, I would appreciate it if we could have reasons. I think it's prudent that we do, unless I missed it.
I thought the reason was at the bottom is they have a number 6 well that's capable of producing, but they have a damaged flow line. It's at the bottom. It should be at the bottom of the page.
That's not on there.
Oh, that might not be on there. I thought I said that, though.
Okay, you did. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Your motion?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Your second? Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any board comment? Any objection to the motion? Hear none, the motion carries.
Okay. The next item is again a request by Texas Petroleum Investment Company to extend the time to negotiate an operating agreement. This is the second operating agreement until May the 14th, 2014. On acreage on 78.01 acres of former state lease 4409 in Plaquemine Parish. In this case, they have a well that is included in a unit that 10 10,200 RA SUA unit. They have to bring this well on. They had the well drilled. They need to just bring it on production, and it wouldn't be. They will have it on production ostensibly before this comes up. So the staff does recommend that they be given the extension to May the 14th of 2014, and that the acreage be all until the operating agreement is perfected and approved, and that the acreage be deemed out of commerce. We're watching this and make sure they don't go beyond this date. They should be have everything done by that date.
Move to accept the staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you for the second. Any comment from the public? Any board comment? Any board objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Heck.
Next item is a request by the staff for approval of an act of correction from the state and Bell Exploration, Inc. to correct the language, the in State Lease 16827 in LaSalle Parish. What happened is they released some acreage and they're keeping some acreage in this, and then there was a mix-up in the description of the released acreage and the mapping of it. And so they want to correct the acreage that is released and the acreage that is retained in this lease. It covers the Wilcox Sand Unit 117. And again, that description was not good enough for them to get it done right the first time. So they need to correct that in the what they're going to maintain of this lease that's in that unit. And so the staff does recommend that we be given a chance to approve this act of correction.
Make a motion to approve that question.
Do I hear a second? Thank you, sir. Thank you for the second. Any discussion by the public on this motion? Any board discussion? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Tech.
Okay, the next item. This is a request by Chesapeake Operating and Chesapeake Louisiana to escrow funds. This is pertaining to four different leases, three different units, and three parishes. It involves State Lease number 11155, 11855, 20038, 20146, and involves these units. The BHP Billiton Petroleum TXLA Company, HARASUO, B&K Exploration, 35H, number one well, the BHP Billiton Petroleum TX74 Operating Company, HARASU133, Frank's Investment Company, 10H, number one well, involves BHP Billiton Petroleum, TXLA Operating Company, HARBSU00, Adams, 7H, number one well. And they want to go ahead and escrow the funds pertaining to these, production from these three wells, for 1 year. What will happen is, if it's granted, we want it granted. The funds are to be put in an escrow account until the final financial institution that has a presence in Louisiana, and also in the agreement, it is they are to Chesapeake is to report to the board of any adverse claims, the nature of the adverse claims, how much, and how much they are obligated to the adverse claimant for any royalty. And so we're asking for that permission to escrow the funds for 1 year.
Yes, Mr. Pike.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
Number one, how much are we talking about, generally speaking?
We don't have a figure on the amount yet, but these three wells It'll start from the day you, the day the board awards, authorizes the escrow funds, the company will begin to escrow them.
Have any idea what we're talking about?
No.
We can find out.
We can find out and let you know, though. We'll find out.
I think that would be important. My second question would be, why should not this board or the state of Louisiana have some approval of the financial institution as opposed to...
Well,
I don't know if that's what your recommendation is.
The recommendation is that it is a financial institution that has a presence in Louisiana, and you will have an
approval. But that could be...
Yeah.
That could be ABC credit company or whatever, you know.
What we'll do is, when they give us the financial institution at the next board meeting, if it's before then, we'll go ahead and let you know at the next board meeting.
And when, you didn't mention, when would this reporting be made to the state with regards to potential claims?
Well, it'll be made as soon as the potential claims are made known to the company.
Do we know whether or not there's an outstanding claim with regards to those funds? Or?
Well, we'll have to find all that out, because as far as we know right now, they aren't escrowing any of the funds. So if there were any prior claims, they would have been escrowing funds already with regards to that, to any outstanding claims. But as far as we know right now, they're not.
I guess what I'm saying is, it would seem to me that the state should dictate the terms of the escrow, the parameters of the escrow, and, you know.
Right. Well, what happened is...
I would think that would be prudent and that we should know about that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, what the significant, how significant these title concerns are, assuming they must be significant if they're asking
right.
to do that.
Well, we don't even know the nature of all those claims yet, because I presume those suits have been filed. I haven't been given any title to any lawsuits. What we'll do is we'll ask them to go ahead and confect that agreement, that escrow agreement. I'll make it available to the board as soon as possible.
Are they making that request, or is the mineral board of state making that
request? No, they're making the request. These two companies are making the request for escrow funds.
And is there any reference to the interest that is earned, or will there be? That should...
Well, when they put it into the escrow accounts, we'll have to find out from whatever financial institution they... put it in, we'll find out what the interest terms are. But they haven't put it in yet. And they haven't even given us the name of the financial institution, which we will demand.
Will all that information be available to us once
yes.
the escrow agreement is
I'll have them put it all together, and I'll present to the board at the immediate board meeting following when they get it together.
If I could. Well, the only thing is that you know, yes, sir, just one other, and that is that the staff recommendation really doesn't say that, but I'm glad that you're saying that now, that there will be an approval of the escrow agreement before, because what concerned me was that it's saying that the staff recommends, and I would assume, I was thinking that it was going to go forward without some more clarity.
This was a long enough recommendation.
Sir?
I mean, we have stated terms for escrow agreements. What the board does is authorize an exception to the lease terms, which is that you pay your royalty. And so they come and they ask for authority to escrow. That means they're not withholding these funds. They're putting in.
I understand what that means, but I didn't understand what your recommendation was, because it wasn't really quite clear. But my thought is that we should have... The state should be involved in the terms of the escrow agreement, and I did not recognize it. If you have a policy in place with regards to escrow agreements, then
you want to...
I did not know about that. I don't know if the rest of the board members did or not.
I think we do have terms for any escrow agreement we use that will make available to the board.
Yes, sir. We have a policy. I think it might be on our website, but we'll add an item to next month's agenda to present those procedures.
Just so we can have some clarity or direction on this. Thank you.
And just to let you know, for this particular item, you'll note that we say that except for the term of the authority to escrow, this authority is granted subject to the current board requirements for escrow reporting. So the term is unusual here in that it's 1 year. It's usually 90 days. And the reason for that is that Chesapeake is receiving an inordinate amount of complaints and claims from landowners, from other landowners, of not getting paid. And we're talking about something over 100 potential lawsuits. And so that's why we're recommending a year for this, because we see this as perhaps the tip of the iceberg of these sort of property disputes.
Thank you very much for the explanation.
Okay.
Mr. Mack, any other board member have? Well, maybe we get a motion on the...
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Back to any other questions on the motion or on the issue. Any other board member have any question? Any public comment or question on the issue? Any objection to staff's recommendation and the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hack.
Okay. And I promise you that next time we'll get full explanations in writing. Okay, the next item is we're telling the board that we're almost through with the new lease form, and what will happen is when it's finished, we'll also make it available to the board to review it and to comment on it, and that it should be available and given to y'all prior to the next meeting, May 14, 2014 board meeting, and we can discuss it at that point if you have any discussion. But following the board's approval of the form, it will then be made available to the public for any comment. But the board doesn't have to make any decision on it right now. This is just notifying you that the new lease form is almost complete.
This is an information process. It's just information only.
Right. This is just advisory.
No need no motion. Thank you.
Okay. The next three items are an executive session.
Make a motion to executive session to discuss items 10, 11, and 12.
The second, Mr. Hank. I heard you. Did I hear you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
Right. I didn't know how bad you wanted to do it. Okay. We'll do one for us. Do one for us. Okay. Right.
Tell them to send the cake. Still send the cake. All right. Excuse
me. All right, at this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting.
Could I get a roll call? Please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Barrett? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Martin? Yes, present. Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Here. Mr. Klein? And Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
All Great, thank you. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to go on recess so that we can go back to our
Sanders moved.
Executive session, and we'll be right back in regular session. We have a motion by Mr. Sanders to do that. We have a second by Mr. Arnold. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We're in recess of the regular board meeting. We'll be back when we finish our committee meetings.
Executive session.
I have a motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith. My executive session. Mr. Hexel. We're not crowding you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. On item number 10, we're asking the board to reject the offer made by defense and give further authority to negotiate to our attorneys.
Thank you for the motion. Do I hear a second? Thank you, sir. Public comment on this? Any board comment on this motion? Any board objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Eckert.
Okay. On item number 11, we're asking the board to grandfather and negotiate within the parameters discussed in the executive session.
Make it. Chair, entertain a motion.
Motion approved.
Thank you for the motion. Thank you, Ms. Smith, and second. Any public comment? Board comment? Any objection? Any member of the board? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. On the last item, item number 12, we'd ask the board's authority to accept the settlement offer. It was explained in executive session, and go ahead and get it prepared for advertisement next board meeting and signature.
Chair, entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Thank you very much. I have thank you, Mr. Smith. In a second, any public comment? The board comment? Any objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
And that's all on. So we're finished.
Move to adjourn legal title.
I need a second.
Second.
Thank you. Second. Adjourn.
I will call the docket review committee to order now. Roll call, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Bouillette. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero. Mr. Lambert. Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Fine. Mr. Height. We have a quorum of the board. We have a new item on the board review agenda set forth as item 2 presentation that the State Mineral and Energy Board needs to vote on as an addition to the docket review agenda before the presentation can be presented. The presentation is a brief presentation of the procedures that the docket section of the Petroleum Lands Division utilizes prior to submitting assignments or transfers of interest documents to the State Mineral and Energy Board for approval to ensure that only responsible parties or granted interest in state mineral leases. Do I have a motion to accept the additional item 2 presentation to the docket review agenda?
Move, Sanders.
I have a motion for Mr. Sanders, a second for Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the additional item number 2 presentation is approved to be added to the April 9th, 2014 docket review agenda.
Excuse me, Mr. Smith, just to make sure we're in compliance with the law, is there any public comment regarding adding this item? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appoint Macy Dennis as my designee to present the docket items.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll begin with item number 1, docket review. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the April 9, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers,
Please approve item number 1 through item number 5. Item number 6, approve, subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve item number 7 and item number 8. Item 9, defer due to an audit issue. Please approve items number 10 through item number 12. Item 13, defer due to an ownership issue. Please approve items number 14 through items 23. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For category D, advertised proposals, please approve item number 1, and this will complete the recommendations for the staff.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second. Sanders.
I have a motion from Mr. Orner, a second from Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the docket review committee.
Item 2.
Do item two before we close?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do item number 2, the presentation. At the March 12, 2014 State Minimum and Energy Board meeting, a board member asked for information regarding our procedures to ensure that only responsible parties are granted interest in state mineral leases. The Office of Mineral Resources has procedures in place to give the board a level of assurance that entities acquiring interest in state mineral leases will operate responsibly and pay their royalties accurately. Interest in mineral leases are acquired in two ways, by bidding on a mineral lease at a monthly lease sale or by acquiring an interest from an existing leaseholder. In accordance with revised statute 30:123.1, all prospective leaseholders are required to register with the Office of Mineral Resources and provide proof that they are in good standing with the Louisiana Secretary of State. Prior to making recommendations on bids and requests for assignments or transfers, the staff ensures that each party is in compliance with this registration requirement. Each month, the staff receive numerous requests for lease assignments and other transfers of interest. Our procedures for reviewing these requests are as follows. As previously mentioned, we check to see if all companies who will be having a working interest in a state lease are registered with the Office of Mineral Resources and the Secretary of State. We check Sunrise ownership records to make sure that the company assigning an interest has an interest to assign. Next, we prepare the docket book for distribution to all the divisions of the Office of Mineral Resources. The docket book is thoroughly reviewed by staff members from all divisions within the Office of Mineral Resources as follows. The Middle Income Division reviews the ownership of each lease on the docket to determine if there are any payor, audit, or other such issues. If any issues are revealed, approval of the docket items can be withheld or the issue could be resolved. The Geological Engineering Division reviews those leases on the docket for any issue that deal with property issues, well activity, production slash royalty reporting, force majeure situations, and other such issues. The Petroleum Lands Division Legal and Title reviews those items on the docket that require legal review and approval by the State Mineral and Energy Board. Problem assignments documents will either be deferred later or approval is withdrawn. As necessary, we contact affected parties to notify them of their assignment or transfer requests are being deferred and withheld. We also tell them what action they need to take to remedy the problem. This is just a brief review of the docket's procedures that are followed by each state mineral energy board meeting and sale. Each board member has been given a docket procedure review packet for more detailed information. Now we have a few examples of issues found as a result of our review process. From the middle income division, we had a situation where Company A submitted assignments of all their interest in a producing field to Company B. Company B had issues pending with their royalty reporting, including the following. Late submittal of royalty reports, decimal discrepancies, reports and payments not balancing, failing to pay billing timely. As a result, the assignments into Company B were withdrawn from the docket until issues were resolved. For three consecutive months, a summarization of Company B's errors was sent to them. From month one to month three, there was remarkable progress made in the correction of their ongoing issues. Following month three, the Mental Income Division recommended to submit to withdraw assignments to the State Mental Energy Board for approval. From the Geological Engineering Division, when the Geological Engineering staff received news that a company had purchased several large oil and gas fields in South Louisiana that involved state leases, the staff sought opportunity to address some of the ongoing state reporting and record-keeping problems for this company had for other oil and gas properties that the company operated where state leases were involved. During the course of periodic geological engineering reviews of the company's existing state leases, lease maintenance questions began to arise more and more frequently. As a matter of procedure, the G&E staff would send letters to the company stating that a state lease had expired. A common reply from this company was that the leases had been maintained, but they were experiencing some ongoing reporting errors. Due to the frequency of these occurrences, the G&E staff made a recommendation to the docket review staff that any assignments of the company's newly acquired state leases be delayed until steps are taken to improve their reporting and record-keeping errors to the state. Consequently, the assignments delayed, Consequently, the assignment delay proved to steer the company in a noticeable improvement and thereby resulting in the G&E staff's recommendation to the docket review staff to place the assignments on the docket for State Mental Energy Board approval. From the Petroleum Lands Division, an assignment was submitted from Company A to Company B of all of their interests in a state lease. A review of our ownership records was made and discovered that Company A did not have an interest to assign. This assignment was deferred. After discussions with Company A, it was determined that there was an outstanding assignment unto them that was recorded in the public records but was not submitted to the State Mental Board for approval. An assignment of a working interest in state leases is not recognized by the state unless it is approved by the State Mental Energy Board. Company A was requested to submit a certified copy of the outstanding assignment for State Mental Energy Board approval. After the State Mental Energy Board approved the outstanding assignment, our ownership records were updated and the assignment from Company A to Company B was put in the docket for State Mental Energy Board approval. Just as a note, there are many instances where issues and problems that are found in transfers of interest submitted for approval, they're worked on by the OMR staff and industry, and the problems are timely resolved so that the documents can remain on the docket. This concludes our presentation, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Mm. Are there any public comments at this time?
Mr. Hike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ms. Hike. May I? Sir.
Mm-hmm.
All that it takes for a company to do business with the state under this scenario is, or from this policy and procedure, is for that particular company or individual to properly bid or acquire by assignment, to register, and to be in good standing with the Secretary of State.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know, that
and also I think that they have basically a clean slate, you know, with the mineral income and our view process.
That is going to occur after mm-hmm. that lease is awarded, right?
For an original, let's see.
Okay, thereafter, if there's some discrepancy, as you pointed out, with some of these leases, then there's certain actions that can be taken by the staff and or the board.
Right.
So, I mean, I just don't think that's significant enough that you register with the state and you are in good standing with the Secretary of State, particularly if there's some past that is not been up to par with their dealings with the state of Louisiana. We're trying to address a problem that may, that has existed and may exist in the future with regards to a company or individual that has not lived up to the standards
sure.
that our state and staff is required.
Before, when these transfers of interest come in and when a person bids on a state lease, all of our divisions in the Office of Mineral Resources review this particular person or entity, and they, like I was saying here in our brief little presentation, they look to see if there's any problems, any past histories or anything like that. Other than that, if we have no history of their involvement in state business, we don't have a way of.
Well, we've got a problem right now. We're trying to work
yes.
through that.
And whenever everybody reviews everything and there's issues that cannot be easily resolved, legal and title takes a look at it. And if it's an issue where we can't deal with it, we bring it before the middle board to look at, and then legal takes after that.
A lot of times the horse is out the barn, you know, and shouldn't we not try to think in terms of protecting the state from the get-go with regards to those folks that try to take advantage of our natural resources?
Mr. Hike, I could probably add a couple of things. First of all, most of the front-end bids are done by brokers. They're not the actual working interest owners. Those come in under assignments, and so that's a higher risk for us. The true working interest owners are going to be thoroughly vetted through the assignment process. But also, too, we have, on a good day, about 2 hours between the time the bids are opened and the time the board meeting starts to review the bids, and it's not enough time to thoroughly research each bidder. And we do the best we can with the information we have on hand, but if the board were to have the bids opened probably maybe the day before, we would have no time to thoroughly research each bidder.
I'm not casting dispersions, I'm just questioning. And we're stuck in a situation that we've discussed for at least an hour or so on two different occasions, that for whatever reason the procedures that we have in place has allowed this particular company and individual to, you know, get away with significant bucks that was owed to the state. And I'm just probing to try to determine how we may be able to avoid that in the future.
Well, I can speak to that case. That company went out of business in 2003, and back then we didn't even have requirements for them to be registered to do business with the Secretary of State. I think Mr. Heck can correct me. I think it was 2005 or 2006 when the legislature passed
the law. Registering with the state.
We have strength in the procedure since that.
Registering with the state doesn't give any pause at all. I can do that tomorrow. You know, that is not a significant requirement. In my mind, registering with the state of Louisiana is anybody can do that.
Let me address that a little bit. First of all, the company would have to have had, before we do anything, have to have had a previous bad action with the state for us to even notice them. And a lot of these companies don't. They haven't had any state leases before. And we don't get into private leases, so we don't know how they act with private
that
leases.
That was not addressed in his presentation just a minute ago.
Right.
All that was addressed was those two issues. One, registering with the state, and two, good standing with the Secretary of State.
Right.
I mean, that's just perfunctory. I mean, there's nothing there in terms of evaluating someone who is wanting to lease land in the state of Louisiana.
Well, the staff does look at if they've had past leases with the state, what their actions were with past leases. But again, even if a company has past litigation with the state, if their litigation was based on a true belief in a particular issue and they had a right to file suit, that should not, or it does not, make them not eligible for another state lease.
I'm not questioning for the purpose of trying to solve it at this particular point. It just seems to me that maybe there should be some elbow grease on this particular policy and try to tighten up some of those policies so that the state does not find itself in another position with a rogue company or individual that is taking advantage of our mineral resources. And my thought is simply, and I don't have the answer to that, my thought is simply that we maybe ought to tighten it up a bit and give some thoughts with regards to what has recently occurred so that it doesn't happen again.
Right. If, again, and I agree with you, if a company has a series of bad actions in the past, we'll certainly consider that in giving them a new lease, but companies have new officers, new other entities involved in the company, and they may be a better operator now, and we would have no way of knowing that until they have acted one way or another after the fact. So if a company is a bad actor with us in previous leases, we will take that into consideration, but until that happens, I'm not sure we have, because we don't have the right to ask them. In a lot of cases, we don't necessarily get all the actors in the corporation. So if they had one bad actor in a private lease in the past, we might not know if he's a member of the corporation. So I don't know how we would do that.
I mean, that's easy to find out who the actors are, unless that actor is someone that is a silent member, but a shareholder and an officer or...
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well...
And we have had that.
We have... I would assume that if ABC Company is wanting to lease some property with the state, you're going to know, you know, who owns ABC Company.
Right.
Right? You're going to know the shareholders and...
Might not know all the shareholders.
You know who the officers are?
Know who the officers are. Yes.
Right. If I may, Mr. Hank, I'm glad we're having this discussion. Obviously, all of us want to avoid having people come in and do business with the state who shouldn't be doing business with the state and avoid the situation that we've discussed on multiple occasions here. I think we're all working towards that. What we asked staff to do was kind of go over what their procedures are today. With what they do, and I believe there are procedures in place to address the information that the staff has for those things that go through assignments or transfers. And so I'll ask that they provide that information to the board for the board to review and perhaps make suggestions at a later date on how that could be improved or what we can do. And then obviously we have the issue of how do we handle new leases and those companies that come in, and we have staff members who have been here for quite some time who have some working history and have a thought process they go through in this two-hour interval that they have where they may not recommend that we award a lease based upon that. However, there may be ways that we can strengthen that further, either through doing an earlier bid opening, as Ms. Talley suggested, or some other mechanism that the board has, or some other procedures that we think should be being followed, because I think everyone has the same interest at heart. So if we could, let's let the staff distribute that and then come back and have some further discussions on how we can strengthen this process.
Right. And if any board member has a suggestion that we can legally do to increase the control we have over that, we are certainly open to suggestion.
Mr. I need to be recognized, please. Sanders. Mr. Heck, just give us a minute or two quick synopsis of what we're trying to do with this new lease form that we're about to adopt and send out for comment, et cetera, that we didn't get accomplished the last time.
Right.
Many of these problems going forward with new leases are going to be abrogated, are they not? Because we're going to require security,
correct,
insurance, all sorts of safeguards.
We're going to require bonds. We're going to require insurance. So we're going to have some financial coverage in the new lease form that's not in the old lease form if it gets passed in its entirety, the new lease form. The new lease form also seeks to tighten up some of the ways in which we handle the leasing process and what is expected of a new lessee. So we'll give the board the chance to review the new lease form and even make suggestions before we actually adopt it. And the new lease form will hopefully take care of some of these problems. But again, you have to remember what rights, as an attorney, you know that, what rights a party has or a corporation has, even if it has a bad actor as an individual in that corporation. If the corporation itself is not a reflection of that individual, it's going to be hard to hold a corporation responsible for the actions of that individual. So we have to be very careful as to how we go about in our leasing procedure, how we exclude certain people from acquiring leases or an interest in a lease.
You know, I don't disagree with that at all, but if there's been a bad actor that has taken advantage of the state in the past, we ought to have a methodology of knowing that, number one, and number two, prohibiting that bad actor to do it to us again.
Well, we have attempted to do that. We'll show you what the procedures are. We'll go through there as well.
Just in terms of opening the bids earlier, I mean, when brokers make bids, we don't know who they represent, right? So that wouldn't do much good, would it?
Yeah, I mean. Well, if a bidder gets a lease in his own name, he's acting for somebody, he'll have to transfer it at some point to that, which has to go before the board. So at that point, we'll know if there's a bad actor in the chain. We'll know that before we approve the transfer.
But the initial bid, we wouldn't know who they represent.
Not necessarily. That's correct.
Why?
Very good. Are there any other questions from the board?
Why?
Are there any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all the reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion for Mr. Arnold, a second for Mr. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. Any other items to discuss?
Yes, that's all.
Okay. I have a motion from Mr. Schutz and I have a second from Mr. Sanders. The docket review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
This time, I'd like to reconvene the regular board meeting. Do we have a motion to come out of recess? Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I think we're under item two, approval of the March 12, 2014 minutes. For motion, accept those minutes. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Martin. Any questions or discussion on those minutes? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, the motion carries. Item three is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. E, docket review committee. Any questions or discussion on any of those committee recommendations? Any public comment? If not, do we have a motion to accept those committee recommendations, 3A through E? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item four is the executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready for that? I'd like to entertain a motion to go on the executive session. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back shortly. All right, I believe we're ready to come out of executive session. Do I have a motion? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cabello. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. I would like to appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to present the bids to us. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On track number 43838, the staff recommends that the bid by Central Sand and Gravel Incorporated be rejected for improper bid. On track number 43848, the staff recommends that the bid by Crew Energy be rejected for improper bid. And on 43875, the staff would recommend that the bid by Central Sand and Gravel Incorporated be rejected for improper bid. I would also like to point out, Mr. Chairman, that if the board wishes, that they may open these three tracks up for bidding from the floor after we finish with the bids. And as far as the remaining tracks, the staff would recommend that those bids be accepted.
Make a motion to substantial recommendation.
Okay. Mr. Vaughn is recommending approval of all of the bids except for 43838, 43848, and 43875, which those three will be rejected, and you're proposing that they be rebid from the floor.
Yes, sir.
So we have a motion to do that. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Height. Any questions or discussion on those items? Any public comment on those items or the bids? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Those bids are awarded, other than those three noted. At this time, the bid submitted for track 43838 has been rejected by the board. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 843838. That's track number 43838 for bidding from the floor.
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Schutz. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? Not having received motions, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Having received that motion and second, track number 43838 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 43838? And it contains 13 acres. Are there any bids from the floor on track number 43838? Going once, going twice, and bidding on track number 43838 is now closed. There were no bids, so I don't guess there's any recommendation by the staff. So that will be that. There were no bids on that track. So if anybody wants to nominate it, it will be renominated, right?
If they want to nominate,
right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This time, the bids for track number 43848 was rejected as well by the board for improper bid. This time, we would like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 43848 for bidding from the floor.
So moved.
Have a motion by Mr. Arnold and a second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Having received a motion second, track number 43848 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 43848 containing 13 acres?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Robert Schroeder. I'm the authorized agent for Crew Energy, LLC. I'd like to submit a bid on the entirety of track 43848.
All right.
A total bid of $2,730 or $210 per acre. The rental amount of $1,365. And the royalties are 21%.
And the term?
3 years.
Okay. Are there any other bids from the floor on track number 43848? Going once, going twice, bidding on track number 43848 is now closed. What is the staff's recommendation on the bid received?
The staff would recommend that the bid by Crew Energy be accepted from the floor.
All right. I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Mr. Sanders to accept that bid. Any public comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. That bid, or that lease, is awarded on the on that particular bid, 43848. All right. Third and final bid submitted on track number 43875 was rejected by the board for improper bid. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 43875 for bidding from the floor.
So moved.
Second, Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Having received the motion and second, is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 43875, which contains 600.24 acres? Are there any bids on the floor for track number 43875? Going once, going twice. Bidding is closed on track number 43875. That bid was rejected. If someone wants to renominate it, it can be renominated.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. First, an administrative announcement. If you had your parking ticket validated and if it wasn't signed by Becky Roberts, please get Becky to sign it before you leave, because the parking attendant won't let you out of the garage without her signature. Also, I want to remind the board members that the ethics forms for ethics disclosure are due next month. And finally, our total for today's lease sale is $1,869,343.56, which brings our fiscal year-to-date total to $16.6 million.
Okay. And thank you for all of that. And, yes, don't forget your ethics filings. I believe that particular filing that's due by May 15th is for the previous year. So, if there's no other business or announcements, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Hike. In public comment, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We will see you next week. I mean, next month.